This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed Monday that Russian forces would be defeated in Ukraine just as Nazi Germany was beaten in 1945 during an address commemorating the end of World War II. His speech recorded at a war memorial in Kyiv came one day ahead of Victory Day in Moscow, a Soviet war anniversary to be marked by an army parade through Red Square. With security on high alert, Ukrainian forces meanwhile said they had downed nearly three dozen Russian attack drones, spurring explosions and air raid sirens in the capital. Thousands are still trying to flee Sudan amid Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
A truce between the two sides remains officially in place, but eyewitnesses in Khartoum told VOA they heard renewed gunfire and an airstrike in the city Monday in and around the downtown area. Sudanese citizens are watching the talks in Jeddah with a mix of hope and skepticism. An Arab Foreign Ministers Summit held on Sunday in Cairo called for a complete ceasefire in Sudan. The meeting also formed a committee composed of Egypt and the Arab League to find a way to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan accused the opposition on Monday of provoking disorder and siding with terrorists without providing evidence in a fiery speech before close elections. Erdogan appeared to suggest his opponents had incited confrontations a day earlier when crowds threw stones at a key opposition figure in the eastern city of Erzurum, a stronghold of the president's AK party.